This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Protesters took to the streets of Beirut Wednesday to mark the one-year anniversary of a catastrophic explosion that devastated the city. Wrapped in Lebanese flags, protesters held pictures of some of the victims as they marched in the streets near the port where the blast occurred. Damage from the explosion could still be seen in parts of the port. More than 200 people were killed and thousands more wounded in the blast. One year since the disaster, caused by a huge quantity of ammonium nitrate stored unsafely at the port for years, no senior official has been held to account, infuriating many Lebanese as their country also endures financial collapse. The head of the World Health Organization called Wednesday for a moratorium on administering booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines as a way to help ensure that doses are available in countries where few people have received their first shots. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the appeal mostly to wealthier countries that have far outpaced the developing world in numbers of vaccinations.
WHO is calling for a moratorium on boosters until at least the end of September, to enable at least 10% of the population of every country to be vaccinated.
WHO officials say the science is unproven about whether giving booster shots to people who have already received two vaccine doses is effective in preventing the spread of the virus. The UN Health Agency has repeatedly called for rich countries to do more to help improve access to vaccines in the developing world. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Fighting in Afghanistan's western and southern provinces continued Wednesday as the Taliban was trying to tighten its grip on major cities. U.S. and Afghan airstrikes hit Taliban targets overnight in southern Helmand province in an effort to dislodge the insurgents after they captured much of the provincial capital of Lashkargah. The U.N. and Human Rights Watch asked both sides to take care to prevent civilian casualties as the fighting rages on. After a night of heavy airstrikes, the defense ministry said Wednesday that the Taliban had suffered heavy losses in Lashkargah, though there was no immediate way to confirm that statement. A Taliban spokesman denied the losses. The Taliban have waged a fierce push over the past few months as U.S. and NATO forces complete their pullout from the war-torn country. A Munich to Prague express train ran through a stop signal and collided with a local commuter service in the Czech Republic Wednesday, killing at least three people. Francis McGuire of Reuters reports.
A Munich to Prague express train ran through a stop signal and collided with a commuter service near a village in the west of the country. Authorities said both train drivers and a passenger died in the early morning collision. Eight passengers were seriously injured, and several people were taken by ambulance to hospitals in Germany. About 50 in all suffered minor injuries, which did not require immediate treatment.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Officials say lightning killed at least 16 people who were traveling to a wedding party in western Bangladesh and injured several others, including the groom. A local government official said the bride was not with the group when the incident occurred Wednesday, about 245 kilometers northwest of Dhaka. The group had just left a boat to take refuge because of a thunderstorm when lightning struck. The annual monsoon is currently underway in Bangladesh, and each year more than 200 people, mostly farmers in the fields, are killed by lightning. Experts say worsening air pollution and global warming are contributing to an increase in the frequency of lightning strikes in the country. Former President Barack Obama has scaled down his 60th birthday party due to the surge in the Delta variant of the coronavirus. A spokesperson says the party planned for this weekend at his home on Martha's Vineyard off the Massachusetts coast is now limited to family and close friends. Obama, who turned 60 on Wednesday, had been criticized for planning a big celebration during a pandemic. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.